Diane Lavoie is a broker with Royal LePage Valley Realty here in Peace River. She joins us on the line. Diane, thank you very much for joining us. The housing market heading into the spring and summer of 2024, how is it looking and heading into those two seasons?
Well, thank you for having me, Keith. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Housing market, you know, in preparation for speaking with you, I've done a little bit of looking, checking some of the stats and things like that. And I guess I can say that, you know, if you compare, say, the first 4 months of this year to last year's, things have not changed all that much. Market's been fairly stable. It's not, certainly not, you know, increasing by leaps and bounds, that's for sure. But we're not crashing down either. It's very similar to this time last year, maybe a little slower these first 4 months, but, you know, sometimes that just depends on the weather and all things like that.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here, Diane. It sounds to me that people are still moving despite the economy being where it is right now. Is that a correct statement?
That is a correct statement. And, you know, interestingly enough, in Peace River, of course, you know, we certainly don't have the housing crunch like the big cities. You know, we're not Toronto. We're not even Calgary. But what we're seeing, which is, I think, typical, and it's been like that in Peace River for a long, long time, is that you've got a whole range of buyers. You've got your first-time buyers. You've got buyers that are moving within the, you know, within the industry. They're moving up or they're downsizing. Some of them are coming in from the farm. They're retiring and moving into town. We have some that are new to Peace River. We have, of course, the investors that are always there as well. So it's a real mixed bag.
And I'm assuming, again, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Diane, the industry workers are moving around and moving into town, are they not?
That's correct, yes. And of course, like anything else, and as I'm sure that you're aware, really everything just depends on the amount of employment in the area. You know, I know we've heard some talk that, you know, there's a possibility of a nuclear plant and if that happens, of course, we'll see an increase in the demand for housing. Because, of course, the increased workers that are required to build it and then to maintain it. So things like that really do have a big effect on the town. We, you know, years ago when Shell's shut down, we saw, you know, we certainly hurt there, that hurt us. But I think that we really never had a major crash in the market. It's always been a stable market. We're fortunate that way that Peace River, you know, can kind of maintain its own type of thing. I mean, we're not, like I said, we're not Calgary, we're not Edmonton. We're just little Peace River that really can be it's a stable market in Peace River.
The interest rates, I'm thinking, are kind of making a bit of an influence on what is happening with the housing market. How does that look right now?
Absolutely. The interest rates have affected the market, and I think if we look at even the slight decreases from last year at this time, I'm sure that I can attribute that to the interest rates. The interest rates have been stable for the past few months. We haven't had any increases. And I was reading something recently on CBC that they may be coming down, or they're thinking perhaps they might be coming down. So that would be good news. That would probably, you know, the people that are holding off buying because of the interest rates, if they see that they're stable, potentially that will encourage them to make that move.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. That's a good point you bring up here, Diane. With those interest rates being the way they are and possibly coming down, is that going to nudge the way things are, I'm thinking, into a little bit more of a buyer's market as opposed to the selling market that we're in right now?
I don't know if that alone would change, would flip the market conditions right now. It would help, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to need something more like say, like that nuclear plant that I was talking about, something like that. That would flip the market for sure. Interest rates will help. Don't get me wrong, because sometimes, you know, even as you're well aware, you know, even 1% interest rate can make a big difference in a mortgage and in a family's income, or in a family's ability to manage that mortgage payment.
How worrisome are you from a broker standpoint, the fact that, or is it a worry at all with the way things are projected heading into the spring and summer of 2024 and beyond?
Well, just a minute here. I'll get out my crystal ball and I'll take a look. I guess the only thing I can say in answer to that, Keith, is that, and I've mentioned it a number of times already in this interview, is that Peace River has always been a fairly stable market. We have a lot of things going on that can support the market as it is. You know, there's the government workers, there's the forestry workers, there's the oil workers. We do have a lot of things going for us. So am I worried that the market's going to crash and burn? No, because, you know, my experience tells me that we've been through, maybe not worse, but we've been through a lot since I've been a realtor, and I still haven't ever seen the market here in Peace River crash and burn. Do I have worries about other things? I do. I mean, I'm worried about the potential drought. I'm worried about the fire situation. I do have other worries, but I don't know how those things are going to affect the market.
Diane Lavoie is a broker with Royal LePage Valley Realty here in Peace River. Diane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I enjoy talking to you as always.